Week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side, a fully armed and operational podcast platform.
Recording again.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
I would be a lot happier if I made a lot of effort on that outro. Got everyone to get their files together. I had to cut them all together, and then I had to sit and record my parts. But for some reason, my parts just sound dreadful, really, really awful. And I don't know why.
That's really weird.
I think I'm on top of the whole GarageBand thing, but I don't know, I'll have to start. I don't know why it's being affected. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
No, it's one of those things. It's just, it's tough to know. Sometimes these things can just be gremlins. The other night, right, is a perfect example. So we had an E14 recording session, and it was a really nice session. It was me, Brad, and Omer. And Omer and Brad, in the last year, have both become fathers.
Oh, really?
And it ended up just being a really nice chat about being a dad. And it was, you know, like I say, it was absolutely lovely, and I really enjoyed being part of the, you know, even though I had nothing to add to that particular bit, mainly heckles, to be honest. But then that, you know, it is first and foremost intended to be a funny experience. The old crazy train.
Yeah.
So, you know, but at the same time, it was really nice to be in the room while that discussion was happening. And I think it will make for a really nice. It'll be a different episode to what people are used to, but at the same time, I think it will be a really nice. People will still enjoy it. So. We're recording the second podcast, the E14 Gamecast, and my laptop screen goes dark. And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. It must be because I've not been touching the keyboard in a while. So I started wiggling the mouse. That's usually what does it. And nothing happens. I was like, shit. I bet. And I started thinking, shit, it's a Windows update that's gone wrong or something. And I'm thinking, well, hold that thought. So, because you're not wrong. So I'm sitting there thinking maybe because I think something happened similar and I was able to salvage it or something like that. I don't know. I was in my mind. I'm thinking it's not the end of the world. The crazy train is locked in. I've already saved that. That's all set. I've started a new recording for the Gamecast, so that's fine. So the crazy train is in that situation is what matters because I can knock together a Gamecast with Blake in 20 minutes. That's not a problem. So we finish. The laptop comes back on. After I start hammering the keys frantically and pounding my head against the fucking desk. And turns out that was the magic reset key. Who knew? but I have forgotten math since then. Every silver lining has a cloud. But so they left and I was sitting there at the laptop just tinkering with a few bits. And I thought, that's odd. My mouse isn't working anymore. Like I'm moving the mouse and nothing's moving. And what had happened was, I still don't know how, but Windows update had applied and it had said, oh, I'll restart later. So that's fine. So I thought that was the reason the laptop was fucking about, was because that now was later. What it turns out to have happened is the operating system had just removed my Bluetooth functionality completely from the laptop.
Oh.
So the mouse, which is Bluetooth, wasn't being picked up. So that's why the screen was staying black. Which is a really odd problem.
That's particularly.
Yeah, particularly when after an hour and a half of frantically Googling it, because it's said at my work all the time, the best developers in the world are the ones who can Google the fastest.
Yeah.
So, and these are the devs saying that, so I feel no pain in saying these things. So I'm frantically Googling, trying to figure out how the fuck I'm supposed to fix this, and it just starts working again. I just restarted it like four or five times, and it just fixed itself.
Bloody hell. Bloody computer.
And that's when... Seriously, right? Because there's no world in which that makes sense at all. And yet, there it is. Really bizarre.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, isn't it? It's an absolute nightmare.
It's, say, as I say, it's bad enough that I thought, fuck, that's my recording fucked. But then to think that's my laptop fucked. You know, I've not had it that long. I was thinking I'm going to have to, and I'm all the time I'm Googling, I'm thinking, fuck, I'm going to have to go back and deal with Amazon. I'm going to have to send it away. I'm going to have to find a way to get my stuff off it before I send it off. I'm going to have to go back to the Sony, which is not so bad. You know, that's a bit of a first world problem, I guess. I have to go put my backup laptop.
As you can, you know, complain your 50s are too crisp.
Oh, quite so. Some days we can't even afford to heat the pool. But in the end, like I say, it just fixed itself out of the blue. So I don't know if it was the fifth restart that was magic, but there you go. It's all fixed now, and it makes no bloody sense.
No. I had a nightmare at the weekend. I'm just going to pop an image into the chat to show you.
Oh, okay.
I had to do a photo shoot at the weekend, which I haven't done for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Just with family. Because it's my mother-in-law's birthday.
Oh, okay. I don't know why that's my go-to. I really don't. I don't know why that is.
Right. Is that screenshot? Yeah. So is this going to work? How is this going to work? Let's have a look. Copy. I'm doing a Bluetooth. An AirPlay screen share.
Okay.
I've just fucked everything up with one click of the button.
On a Mac?
Yeah, it's not the Mac.
I'm kidding.
Definitely my fault.
Roll.
There we go. Yeah, so I went and did this photo shoot with my wife's brother and his family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I did one previously a few years ago when I was more active as a photographer. I was doing wedding photography and things like that.
Okay.
And some product photography and some portraiture and all that sort of stuff. And my wife said to me, "Can you take a photograph of all of us and Chris, mm-hmm. my brother-in-law, and his family, and we'll put it on a canvas?" Chris. You know, yeah. Chris, of course you do. We'll put it on a canvas and give it to Lisa's mum for her birthday. And it's all got to be high-key photography. So that's the white background and the, you know, no shadows and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I did the original image that's currently on their wall, I had a proper white backdrop and mm-hmm. proper photography kit with the big soft boxes and the lighting umbrellas and everything and a really nice DSLR.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over there and we knocked this photo shoot out previously and it all worked out well. This time I went with not a DSLR because I sold it when I gave up wedding photography. And I've just got this little Sony mirrorless camera with really nice interchangeable lenses, but it's not a DSLR.
Yeah.
And
it's nice, but not that nice.
I've got no lighting kit. I've got no backdrops. So I just went armed with nothing but confidence and a white sheet and did this photo shoot. And then I had to spend 2.5 hours doing the image to get the results in the end. And this is what I ended up with.
Oh God. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be. I'm actually quite relieved that it worked out as well as it did.
Okay. Okay.
So
it worked out. Okay. Then
there's a before and after. I won't send you the before.
Okay.
Because it's stored on the server. There it is. It should be in there now. That's just the screen.
Oh, that's really nice.
So it's worked out pretty well. I had to repair my niece's socks because she had a hole in her sock.
Right.
So Photoshop's a wonderful tool.
They all look really well.
But yeah, that's good, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it turned out really nice. That just goes to show, mate. This is why you're the tech genius.
2.5 hours in Photoshop.
Yeah. It was a mission to get that toy box done, but I'm glad. You know, I'm really glad people are enjoying it.
It went really well. It's gone.
Seems to have gone down incredibly well.
Yeah,
like far better than I deserve.
Yeah, it was not at all.
Hey, you're not supposed to agree.
No, not at all. It was all. Good timing with the launch of the new page today as well.
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, I think that's a real one.
And also, I think maybe we'll talk about the other the other benefit off air, actually.
All right,
because I don't want to come across as cynical, but it is.
It's get more all, of their money.
No, it's not money.
It's all their fucking mug money.
It's just gone really well. I'm just really pleased yeah. with how it's been received. The kind words from everyone.
I'm really pleased with it. I couldn't have asked for better feedback. Really, just wonderful. I got a really nice message from name's Tim.
Tim yeah. Simons, yes.
Yeah, he messaged me out of the blue. Unless he's just found me on. Oh yeah, he just found me on Twitter. That's what it is. And he just sent me a really nice DM. That's just huge fan of Talk Star Wars and the Commonwealth, and just really grateful for everything we do. Which is it's the kind of stuff like that that's exactly what I needed after yesterday.
I've been saying from the start I'm not looking for accolades. I'd rather reach 100 active people than 1,000 disinterested people.
Totally fair.
And I think that sort of feedback is a barometer. It's just absolutely nice to see that we're doing something right. I had this little Facebook Live before we recorded, and I was asking what people might want to see on the Kessel Run, or are we making best use of the time that we're demanding of them? Even if it's only a 10-minute podcast every day.
It still adds up.
Is it the best use of that, or is it going to start to become an annoyance?
Yeah, I understand.
I was sort of saying to people about the toy box. Send the guys emails. Let them know what you want on there, because it helps you.
Oh, for sure.
Jeremy and Mark set your stall out from the start, then, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, make no mistake. Mark's given me a bloody laundry list of awesome stuff that we can talk about. But I'm always happy to hear other ideas too, because we could, however big or small, we can work these into. We've got so much freedom to tinker with this stuff. And I'm obviously, this is still early days for, for the podcast, because it's only at episode zero. Yeah. There's all sorts of space to play in. So people, if you're listening, you got stuff to say, then chuck it our way by all means. Very happy to hear it.
Should we record this teaser trailer between us?
Sure, yeah. Didn't you say you wanted to do an After Dark Side as well? The intro or something?
Yes, we do. We need to do something, because I'd like to sort of streamline things, because we used to use a different intro every week and we'd rotate it, wouldn't we?
Terrible on my throat doing it live.
Let's just do...
obviously. Absolutely.
Let's just do one intro that I can use every week in and week out, because I'm going to rebuild these base shows, I think, and sort of...
Okay.
And do away with all the flab. What's that?
Yeah. Is there a particular favourite phrase of yours?
The fully armed and operational fandom is a good one.
The fully armed and operational podcast platform.
Yes. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. All right. Do you want that as Palpatine or Palpacino?
Palpacino.
Al Pacino.
Oh, no, do Palpatine, because Palpatine has a little bit too much inside baseball in it.
Let's do one of each. Okay. See which one sounds. They might both sound all right.
Okay.
Okay. So we want, it's fully armed and operational podcast platform. Okay.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side, a fully armed and operational podcast platform.
That's good.
Right, cool. So then that's take one.
I know I crashed your vocal, but I'll be splitting channels, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's fine.
You won't hear me on yours.
All right. I'll just go. You ready for the second one? Or
hang on a sec, mate. I just need to write down the time code. Sorry. AD.
I've taken a copy of just the... just when I started doing the take, so
yeah.
So my clip will only be about a minute.
Okay, mate. Yeah, far away. When you're ready.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side, a fully armed and operational podcast platform. Hoo-ah!
Superb. Right, let's get this. Let's get this promo knocked out then, so we can get into the show proper. If we just go alternate lines, so it'll be weird, but...
Oh, sorry. I just have the show notes up, shouldn't I?
It'll be me with the opening line, and then you'll take Steve's line. I'll take yours, then you take Paul, and then I'll close out with
So I'm doing Steve and Paul, yeah?
Yep.
Hang on, I'm losing you a bit.
Are you?
Yeah, just very, very slightly. My computer went a bit funny as well, which might be part of it.
Oh, right, okay. I haven't got anything going on here.
You should have them.
Okay, were you ready to do this then?
Yep. So I'm Stephen and Paul, yeah?
Yeah, let me just write down the teaser time code so I can go straight to this.
Okay.
On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
Will there be a trailer for The Last Jedi at Celebration?
What happened to Darth Vader's castle on Mustafar?
And Michael K. Williams joins the Han Solo movie.
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday.
Look at that. One take wonders, mate.
Isn't it?
That's what I do. Just pro.
That's what I do. That's how I do it. Was it Kyle's question about... No, it wasn't that.
Dave Donovan's.
Was it one of Dave's?
Dave?
Ooh.
Dave Donovan. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Dave Donovan.
Was Doku's original plan to have Obi-Wan bring the Jedi Council over to his way of thinking? If so, would that have led to a civil war?
I didn't think of that one. I think the other one.
Yeah, the second one, Paul. Have a read through that out loud.
That's too long. Right. I recently got the latest edition of the totally amazing complete Star Wars locations book. I didn't know there was such a thing, chaps. There's a number of questions and possibilities raised from little nuggets within this book, but I'll focus on two. Firstly, it talks about Yoda on Dagobah and says, without distractions or any means of leaving Dagobah to confront the Emperor Darth Vader on his own, Yoda's been able to devote the years of exile to pondering ancient Jedi texts, meditating on the deepest mysteries of the Force, and using his Jedi skills to communicate with Obi-Wan and other exiles. Ooh. Because it's in stars, it's obviously, yeah. So, does this leave the door open for Ezra, Kane, and Ahsoka? Remember, he could also be there as another in a totally different way, meaning not Leia. Well, I don't think it meant Leia anymore anyway. I think it meant Anakin. Interested to hear what you guys say about other exiles and no technological means to communicate with anyone on Dagobah. He doesn't have any technological means that we know of. But, like you say, I mean, I didn't even realise till we did the running commentary what was, you know, down by the tree and so on. Now,
yeah,
that was, I am assuming, the Force playing with Luke's sense of reality. Obviously, it's not there, but you have to wonder if that can happen, what else can happen, sort of thing. That kind of blew my imagination open in relation to the, what, you know, what can be delivered by the Force and so on and so forth. So,
Yep. About the other bit.
Am I still going? In the same book, it features a super detailed map of Maz's castle. Oh, there's more to Maz's castle than we saw? Anyway, we learn that the castle was an ancient site of the Jedi Sith battle and became a Jedi temple. Oh, and there's a crypt in the basement with a buried Jedi. And it's right next to the room where Rey finds a lightsaber. So, are you serious? This book really needs to be... Yep.
This is real. All that
did you know... Right? Did you know all this?
No.
Basically, we've just gone. What?
Yeah, it's just blown out.
It does say Maz is a collector of things and a giver of things to people at the right time. Could it be that Maz is like this? She's like a Del Toro for Star Wars almost. Could it be that Luke has visited Maz's castle at some point and he actually found the saber earlier, but left it with Maz, knowing someone one day would come to find it? Could this explain how she came to have it? And then at the whoa. It's like a mega pile, isn't it?
Crazy. Yeah. It's a lot there, isn't there?
Just, well, to be honest, the question's far more important. They're far more interesting in any answer you could actually throw at it, to be honest.
Well, quite so.
That's how the exiles mean Kane, Ezra, and Ahsoka. Did Luke go to Maz's castle and leave the lightsaber? No, because she found the hand because it was floating through space in the beginning. We all know that. I'm amazed you didn't know this. That's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah, no. Facts.
Yeah, I know, but you can't consume
it. Haven't read all the reference books.
Yeah. So, I've asked you, but I guess you've downloaded it this evening.
No, I think I will definitely go looking for it, though.
Do you think you're going to get... We're going to get a full stop on Snoke in episode 8?
We're getting a puppet. Apparently. In part.
Really? Anyway, part puppet. We're going to find out who, though. he, she, it is.
I don't know. Did you see my theory, Paul?
I haven't read that yet, I'm afraid, sir.
Read that. Do it now, immediately, and do it out loud.
Do it.
And no, I'm not Jack and Orying tonight for everything.
Do it. Do it in a naughty voice.
Do it.
talk nerdy to me.
Do it.
You stop it, please.
Do it.
In a semi.
Oh,
no. Oh, my. Well, no, that's not an innuendo. That's literally just,
no,
you
saying
it out.
It's just a bonus.
I do actually live in one.
A set? Yeah, okay, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you, I'll get you.
Where is the new Snoke theory? I'm not reading it out loud, Mark, so...
This is reading out loud.
That's what you do, you go...
Oh, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she didn't say that.
It's very weird hearing... I'm 1 minute I'm listening to audio recordings of people sounding quite professional, and then I tune back in and it's you two having some sort of mental breakdown.
These fuck badgers.
And I'm going to do 30 to 33.
Ooh, so you're implying he's just an entity?
Yeah, that jumps from body to body.
Now that's interesting.
And he could have been with Ben metaphysically.
You have knowledge of a metaphysical man, Ben?
So are you saying he can cohabitate or
inhabit?
Inhabit completely, I think. It, like the body that Snoke's in.
Alright, does that mean Ben wasn't Ben?
No.
Okay.
No, I think Ben, the idea being that Snoke would slowly lead Ben away from the light so that he could make him a complete dark side user and take control of that body later on.
Is it got to reach a certain level of nastiness before it's worthwhile to him?
Yeah, I think he needs to completely...
Complete grooming job, then.
Yeah, completely break that person. Like we were talking earlier about Dooku.
That's pretty nasty.
Mm.
He's going beyond the realms of standard Star Wars stuff. I mean, this is, talking almost little horror stories now. So.
And they did say this film's going to be dark and weird. That's a direct quote from Rian Johnson. And this film will do stuff that no other Star Wars film has done. So that all qualifies.
When you say dark and weird, it's Paul Rubens in it.
Yeah. Right, I've just...
wrote fucking awful HTML code when I first started doing HTML.
Everybody does, mate.
Yeah, just makes me annoyed.
Anchors and reference links everywhere.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's just I didn't know how to do paragraphs, encompass paragraphs within tags. So I used to just do line breaks over and over again.
You can span it though, can't you? You can encompass it with a span or something, if I recall.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't touched that stuff in a long time.
A very long time. You know HTML? Well, of course I know HTML.
I trained basic HTML. Before actually taught it.
Oh wow, okay.
And it was an intro course, mate. You wouldn't have got nothing from it, trust me.
Oh no, I still think that's impressive.
I'm well chuffed with that mix now. Oh, that's
good. It was awesome.
The mix itself sounds great. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's much better. I don't know why it wasn't exporting it earlier without taking a poo on it. I don't know what was
probably it's probably some tick box setting that just. Yes. It looks right on first glance, but it's actually
the,
not.
Yeah, you're right. It's the crap in its mouth setting. I had that on.
shit on my slippers. I'll tell you what. Even more amazing implications for things like show notes on the website and stuff. I can make them a bit more jazzed up.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
jizz hands.
That's just that's sticky.
Disgusted sealant. Oh. Oh, no.
Just how far do you have to go to discuss George Takei?
George Takei. Well, especially considering some of the stuff that's, you know, the interview that surfaced with him about on Stern. Christ, he's good.
Disgusted Han Solo is genius.
Oh.
That's really tickled me.
Oh, right.
I don't think it's not supposed to tickle you, mate.
That's what you get on Talk Star Wars After Dark Side is something culturally penetrating.
Oh, my. that's not so bad. Oh, my. Oh.
He was Scottish, apparently.
Go on, my butcher. Bastard.
That was the guy in The Force Awakens, wasn't it? The Scottish guy?
Politic, yeah.
Han Solo.
You're a dead man.
Yeah.
You bastard.
I love that scene.
You wee shite.
So that's a Kanji club.
Fucker. That would be a Malcolm Tucker style one, wouldn't it? Tell that to a Kanja club, you shit dribbler.
It's very Trainspotting, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, no more.
It's just too good. I love it so much. We need a show title for the main show tonight. Right.
Oh, bloody!
Can someone help me?
How do you phonetically?
Actually, making me feel sick.
It's just it's too
it's
too
the noise, isn't it? I'm sorry, it's too guttural. Load it somewhere. That's the only fucker. I'll do that. I can do that for later. I'm just at the moment. I'm just getting everything in there and making sure it all fits.
Right, gentlemen.
Yes,
I think I'm going to go because right, mate. I've got to record the voicemails off of my phone now because I've managed to lose the originals.
Okay.
Which is going to mean I need to get rid of you in order to do that.
What do I
do?
You're not actually going to publish all this, are you?
Probably not all of it.
Not all of it, no. We only need half an hour now. We're kind of setting a standard gradually that an hour is going to be the Thursday.
And we've just recorded 49 minutes, and we recorded half hour before we started the main show, so I've got plenty of stuff to pick through.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
I have them. Not many of them, but I do have them.
Ouch.
Right, guys, I am going to love you and leave you.
Okie dokie, mate.
Thank you,
and we shall chat, I'm sure, continually through the week.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Bollocks.
Cheers, guys. I'll speak to you later.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Find us at StarWarsCommonwealth.com alongside
The Tumbling Saber Podcast,
The Generation X-Wing Podcast,
The TSW Roundtable,
The Skyhoppers Podcast,
and The Nerd Room Podcast.
Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.